USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's legal team is expected to file a full brief ahead of his Senate impeachment trial that begins on Tuesday. White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says the team is prepared and confident.
They're really anxious to do what was denied the president in the House proceedings. Argue the facts. People are saying that we're only talking about process. That just is not true. They're going to have a full-on defense.
A pro-Second Amendment rally is taking place outside the state capitol in Richmond, Virginia. Many are rallying against the recent gun control proposals put forth by Democratic lawmakers in the state. Philip Van Cleve is with the Virginia Citizens Defense League.
In July, when we had the special session, he admitted that his 8 bills that he was pushing, that not one of them would have stopped the shooting that happened in Virginia Beach or even in Virginia Tech.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
At least 2 people are dead and 15 injured after a Sunday night shooting outside a bar in Kansas City, Missouri. Folks were waiting to get in the bar to celebrate the Kansas City Chiefs AFC Championship win when a suspect started shooting outside the bar. David Jackson is with the Kansas City Police Department.
It is unknown what started this event. There was a line to get in. At the location is a bar. There's a line to get in, and the suspect showed up and started shooting into the line of people.
A poll of Iowa caucus goers find Joe Biden is keeping his lead among the Democratic hopefuls. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
According to a Focus on Rural America poll released on Monday morning, Joe Biden garnered 24% support in Iowa. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren next with 18%, followed by former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He's coming in at 16% in the poll. And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders garnered 14%.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, President Trump's defense team and House prosecutors are preparing for a big day on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Just ahead of the start of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, Republican Senator John Cornyn says it's up to the House managers to act as prosecutors in the proceedings, and it's not the Senate's job.
This isn't the Senate's responsibility to make the case. This is the House's responsibility under the Constitution. The Senate's supposed to decide the case sitting as a court of impeachment.
Cornyn on CBS's Face the Nation. Lead House Manager Adam Schiff says he's unsure if the Senate will agree to call new witnesses, but
Americans are watching that they're going to demand a fair trial. And if the senators don't give the country a fair trial, one that's fair to the president, but also fair to the American people, the senators will be held accountable.
Schiff on ABC's This Week.
And finally, the producers of Super Bowl 54 need a few hundred helping hands. They're looking to hire around 600 people to help set up the halftime show featuring Jennifer Lopez and Shakira at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami on February 2nd. Applicants must be over age 18. It is a paid position, but workers won't get tickets to watch the big game. The game features the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers, with kickoff set for just after 6:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.